With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Iowa Tuesday, President Trump kicking off a year of midterm events, focusing on affordability and the economy.
The number one country anywhere in history, the world, anywhere in history for investment coming into the country. And it's amazing. And it's because of tariffs.
And the president says he's proud of what his administration has accomplished.
Just after 1 year of President Trump, our economy is booming, incomes are rising, investment is soaring, inflation has been defeated.
Congress trying to avoid a partial government shutdown as lawmakers react to the fatal shootings in Minneapolis-St. Paul. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The Senate needs to pass a package of six spending bills by Friday to avert a shutdown. But one of those bills funds Homeland Security, including ICE operations. And Democrats say they won't support that bill unless changes are made to rein in the Immigration Enforcement Agency. At the White House, President Trump has shifted his posture and held positive phone calls with Minnesota officials. He also removed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem from overseeing the ICE operation in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Much of the nation remains in a grip of just downright cold weather. Crews continue working around the clock to repair a lot of power outages in the South. Forecasters warn the winter weather expected to get worse this weekend. Not much with precipitation, just continued very cold conditions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says, quote, what is happening in the negotiations with the U.S. and Russia is a matter of very genuine interest. He adds, our teams are working very hard. This is SRN News. Well, nations all around the world moving to keep kids safe online.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's virtually no mainstream support for the anti-ICE protesters invading the Minnesota church earlier this month, even from those on the religious left. Brian Kaler of the left-leaning Cooperative Baptist Fellowship says, it would be very alarming if we come to see this, if we see this to become a widespread tactic. This is SRN News. Two major newspapers that were longtime rivals are coming together under joint ownership. Rich Thomason explains.
Newspaper publisher USA Today, which was known as Gannett, plans to acquire the Detroit News. It already owns the Detroit Free Press. The two papers recently ended a 36-year joint operating agreement, allowing them to merge aspects of their business operations. And once USA Today takes over, the plan is for the Free Press and the News to continue publishing separately. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street ticked to a record as stocks zigzagged underneath the market surface following profit reports from UnitedHealth, GM, and several others. S&P 500 was up 28 points and NASDAQ gained 215. The Dow dropped 408 points. More details at srnnews.com.